This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
The mainstream media are absolute, total, and complete masters of misdirection. While you're busy looking at the beautiful assistant of the magician in her garter belts and panties, he's over there loading the next trick up, loading the next rabbit up in the trap door table that has the hidden opening at the top so he can reach down through his hat and grab the rodent by the ears, pulling it up to amaze the childlike audience. And we've seen this with WikiLeaks. I even bought into it for about an hour. Assange was going to come out on his balcony and do a press conference from the embassy that he's been staying in for several years in London. At 10 a.m. on Tuesday. But then because of threats, he said, we're not doing that. I'm going to do it some other way, which is via Skype. And I talked to folks Saturday and Sunday and confirmed all this. And just to let you know how accurate my sources are, they said, no, he'll be going at 9 or 10 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time on Tuesday. But don't announce that yet because he doesn't want any assassins or snipers. And believe me, folks, they want him dead. They've already caught somebody trying to get in to kill him. They don't want him to know the exact time, so it may even change again. But then sure enough, they tweeted out about an hour ago that it's going to be 9:30, 10 o'clock, Greenwich Mean Time, Tuesday. That's basically 3 a.m. our time. We're going to have a live feed tonight starting at around, I'd say, 2:30 in the morning or so. And it's going to run through, right through until the early morning hours with myself here, Paul Watson, and others covering WikiLeaks as it breaks. He'll be in London. I'll be here from the news center in Austin, Texas. So that is going ahead. That is happening. The word I've been told by the individual that met with Julian Assange is, quote, this is going to devastate Hillary. And that this is, quote, the end of the Clintons. Devastate and end of the Clintons. Devastate and end of the Clintons. Devastate and end of the Clintons. Now, I've made the point that they could eat babies on the White House lawn and barbecue them. I made that for years, and that no one would care if the Clintons or Obama did that. And now that's been picked up as a popular nomenclature. Again, I'm not bragging to say that things I've coined become popular parlance. I just want you to know we're in the fight. You're in the fight. We're having an effect. We're big media. The dinosaur media is falling apart and is a joke. And with all the king's horses and all the king's men combined together, they're bigger than us. But their information is lies and no one believes them, so it's all a hollow victory for them, or a Pyrrhic victory. So mega huge news today on the WikiLeaks front. And we have Roger Stone joining us, obviously, at 1:30 in about 2.5 hours. We also have other huge news on who I believe is the illegitimate son of Bill Clinton, Danny Williams. Now, we've been talking to Danny Williams via email for years, and I knew about Danny Williams 20 years ago, back when he was still a child. And the reports of the state police delivering $700 checks every month to a shack and his black prostitute mother. And again, I'm not bashing for being a prostitute, folks. I'm a libertarian. Everybody knows that. I'm just pointing these facts out. Who I am bashing is Bill Clinton, who gave him Christmas presents, you name it, a lot nicer than Hillary, but that never did a blood test, never properly took care of his son. If I have any illegitimate children out there, Lord knows I might, actually. I'm being serious. I was a pretty wild buck when I was young. Come forward. I mean, I want a blood test. I want to know my children, just as a father. I'm not saying I have illegitimate children, but I mean, most men that have been promiscuous or promiscuous, if that's the right word. I'm inventing words now. I've just created two new words. Who are involved in promiscuity, that's the right way to say it, and who are promiscuous. See, I can't say it.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This transmission is coming to you.
It is Monday, the third day of October, 2016. We are now only 35 days out from the historic November 8th election. Americanism, not globalism, will be our maxim. That's what Donald Trump said back in Cleveland in July. And it has the New World Order panicking today. You're listening to the undisputed number one voice in resistance to global tyranny. This is the Alex Jones Show.
Fire!
Now we see the earth. We've got it. Now we see the earth.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's October 3rd, 2016. As we race less than 35 days left in the final countdown to this election, if you look at DrudgeReport.com, it's got a bunch of headlines about families breaking up, friendships breaking up, record amounts of depression, sleepless nights. I hate to say I've got my pulse on the world, but I really do. I'm just a common person that really tells it like it is. And that's the secret to being a true media analyst or pundit. That's all Drudge does. A regular guy who's smart, who is a populist, I'm speaking for him, who gets it and understands what's interesting and what's credible. But look what I said last week and the week before. Election stress, fever pitch, no sleep, irritability, heart palpitations, losing friends, Obama, it started with Palin, Gary Hart, Hillary doesn't get it. And she doesn't. But again, I'm just pointing out that it's not just over the media making Trump such a demon. And it's not just the fact that Hillary is so plastic and so corrupt, everyone senses that there's a lot on the table. And if they're not informed, if they're not involved, if they don't understand globalism and populism and nationalism, Americanism versus the New World Order, corporate crony systems, then they can really believe that all their concerns and their anxiety and the economy not doing well and the race baiting that's being injected into the culture is really the fault of the people. And so then it creates a type of civil war atmosphere. Again, I told you over a month ago that Gary Johnson is either super evil or brain damaged. Because when he was here about a year and a half ago, he would growl at me during the breaks and make weird facial tics and then blow up. But then act normal on air, but very plastic. Now people are seeing this on TV. They're seeing him snap on people out of the blue. They're seeing him say, I don't know a single world leader. I don't know what Aleppo is. And again, I'm not obsessing on this. It's just that I went out on a limb to say that I think he's a total screwball and something's wrong with him. Because I was in a studio with him for an hour, and man, he's the weirdest person I've ever interviewed in person. I mean, he was acting like a Manchurian candidate. Yeah, there's now these interviews where he sticks his tongue out and acts like a mental patient. That's the type of crap he was doing in there. And CJ and others saw it, where he just started looking at the ceiling going, and folks were asking me, he really did that? My dad said, son, I heard that. Are you really saying Johnson was acting weird? I mean, did that really happen? And I said, of course it did. Do you think I mixed up? He goes, no, it just sounds so weird. And I think the reason I'm starting the show with those two points, that I'm losing sleep, people I know that have been friends for a long time that are more liberal won't talk to me now, everybody's freaking out, there's massive stress. I just go with the truth. I go with what I'm seeing on the street. And then weeks later, months later, the news finally catches up with it. And the reason I start this important broadcast with that is I know we cover a lot of amazing things. But if I tell you we have a Secret Service source, multiple sources that say Hillary Clinton is falling down with epileptic seizures routinely, and then a month later it happens on TV, it's because we have those sources. It's very dangerous, by the way, to do that. We've got information right now that has people the most concerned of their careers for the information. I don't even like being on the edge of it. It's so dangerous, okay? I mean, this is the type of stuff they kill you for. The stuff we've got on Libya that breaks in 1 hour at InfoWars.com. The stuff we've got on who is clearly Bill Clinton's illegitimate son, Danny Williams, who's 30 now. The information across the board that we have is so huge. And the biggest of all of it is WikiLeaks. I can tell you from folks that have met with Assange in the last 48 hours, that this will, quote, devastate the Clintons. Devastate is the word. Devastate. And that, quote, this will be the end of the Clintons. No matter how much the media tries to cover it up, no matter what they do. So you got to ask yourselves, what is Obama going to do in the next, I don't know, how many hours is it until about 3 a.m. Central? That's 10 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time. How many hours until that? How many hours? 12, 3, 15? 15 hours and change. We're 15 hours, 45 minutes away from knowing what's in the biggest data dump yet via WikiLeaks, because they built this whole NSA spy grid. WikiLeaks press conference, Tuesday, 10 a.m. Berlin time. So now they've moved it from Berlin, from Greenwich to Berlin. That's 1 hour difference. So that's 2 a.m. We're going to be here covering it regardless. And again, look for them to change it again, because there is massive heat, massive pressure, massive threats. But Assange is very smart to release this Europe time and Asia time more, so that the spin doesn't first hit here in the United States, where the globalists are in full control. I am going to be up here tonight from 2, 3 a.m. on, kind of honchoing a live broadcast that will stream out to everybody on InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and to the world. We're going to pick up the WikiLeaks feed as best we can from the conference, and we're going to have Paul Watson live time covering it from London, England. In fact, I'm tempted to have Paul actually try to get into that conference and get it into Berlin right now. He's in London. I didn't think of this because they just announced the Berlin conference a few hours ago that's where he's going to be releasing the info. But regardless, we'll be able to get the feed tonight. Get ready. 10 a.m. Berlin time. Is that 2 a.m. or 3 a.m. Central? Find out for me, crew. Thank you. So this is all coming up today into tomorrow We're going to be covering it in live time. This is history happening. And to tell you how good our sources are with WikiLeaks, I called up Saturday and I said, I hear he's canceling the press conference Wednesday. I said, it's like, no, that's a press conference standing in the balcony. Watch. A day later, that was announced. And it's going to be probably in the morning, 9, 10 a.m. England time. Boom. I was told that yesterday and this morning. And sure enough, that's exactly what WikiLeaks is doing. So I know my source is good. I have another source as well. But this just continues to prove exactly what's coming from WikiLeaks that, quote, this is going to devastate the Clintons, and that, quote, this is the end of the Clintons. The end of the Clintons. So what are they going to do with the countdown? And, of course, there was this clip over the weekend of Obama and Bill leaving the funeral of a former Israeli prime minister. And Bill Clinton won't come up the tarmac. Reportedly, Obama had been waiting 30 minutes already. Well, Clinton did Lord knows what. And so it's like, come on, Bill. Come on, Bill. Come on, Bill. Come on. Come on, Bill. And the fact that presidents wouldn't normally show each other that light level of disrespect, or kind of camaraderie, really, but still seen as too jovial, this just shows that Obama, who still got all his wits about him, obviously, is just disrespects Bill Clinton. Because Bill Clinton is rotting in front of everyone. But look at DrudgeReport.com if you are a TV viewer. I am Bill Clinton's son. I am real. I want to meet my dad. There was no DNA test. The Clintons have always said, well, this was coming up in the mid-90s when I was covering it, and Danny Williams was 10 years old, when I almost got his mama and his aunt on. But then you see every time they complain, every time they speak out, then Bill somehow gets a little money to them that they deserve. Now, if it wasn't really his son, why would you do that? You need to take care of your son, buddy, not have him have to beg for it. So this could be a great asset for Bill if he hadn't dodged this all the years. Now it's going to look really bad when Danny Williams is up there on the campaign trail with Donald J. Trump. That hadn't happened yet, but I suspect that that's going to end up unfolding. I am Bill Clinton's son. I am real. I want to meet my dad. There was no DNA test. There you go. And, of course, you've got the Daily Beast, my quest to find Bill Clinton's love child. And let me tell you, folks, he looks like Bill Clinton. His mother's got the evidence that Clinton, again, gave him Christmas presents, you name it. And Roger Stone talked about it back in January of this year, about 10 months ago. And that's the lower video on Drudge Report. Quote, there was no DNA test. We're going to play that here in just a moment. We'll play that clip first. Then we've got Onlooker repeatedly yells Bill Clinton is a rapist live on Fox News. I want to salute this young man. I'm going to skip this network break. I'm going to salute this young man, but I'm going to tell you, getting up behind the barricade, screaming Bill Clinton's a rapist, having the shirt, you were in a legal, lawful, open area. They advertise they want people to come and yell and scream. You were totally covered under law. You could sue the security people from Fox if you hadn't tried to flee forward and climb the barricade. The moment they grab you and then you flee forward, I'm still going to pay the $5,000, and I want to say great, 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 great job. But anybody else that climbs a barricade or something, I can't pay you when you're breaking the law. Do you understand? So the contest rules, if you're $100,000, is $1,000 if you get the shirt on TV for 5 seconds saying Bill Clinton rape. It's $5,000. It's not $1,000 and $5,000 together. It's $5,000 then if you get it visually on TV for 5 seconds and get out that Bill Clinton has settled rape cases, investigate Bill Clinton. It's about rape. It's not about infidelity. The media keeps spinning it that that's what we're saying. That's not what we're saying. It's about rape. It's about settling sexual assault cases. This guy is a Bill Cosby. And we've done the mathematics. It is WikiLeaks' announcement is at 3 a.m. Central, but we're going to be up here again by 2:30 live with a stream at Infowars.com, giving it live, exclusive coverage in the middle of the night, Infowars.com/show. Any radio stations that want to pick it up or cover it are absolutely welcome to. Another great place to tune in tonight, obviously, would be Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie, because he's one of the only shows that will be live during that time as well. I got to call George. Last time he invited me on, I missed the call. back there in the RNC. Maybe he wants me to pop in tonight because I've got a lot of inside baseball. Obviously, we should call him. I don't usually solicit to go on the show, but this is a really important time to be alive right now. And I'm going to be up, so if they aren't already scheduled, I'd love to come on. Usually, they already have folks scheduled to come on, but I can tell folks what I've got on WikiLeaks and also what we've got on the Danny Williams situation that we've been at the center of for over a 20-year period. So we've got all of this breaking, all of this unfolding today. It is quite a time to be alive, my friends. But the reason I'm doing this with the bounties, kind of the word to use, or mainly this initiative, this operation, is the mainstream media is covering up the Black Lives Matter as funded by Hillary and George Soros, and they're attacking Trump hotels and Trump towers and Trump International in D.C. They're beating people up in the street, men, women, and children, racist black people, mainly also racist Hispanics, joined by racist whites. It's the same thing as mobs of KKK beating people up in the 50s or 60s. It's unacceptable, it's disgusting, and it makes my stomach turn. And the media will say, go assault Trump rallies. The media, Hillary's own email show, and via WikiLeaks, that they sent people to be violent at Trump rallies and then to blame him. We're not calling for going and being violent. We're calling when the news in New York or D.C. or L.A. or wherever is having live national shows, entertainment shows, music shows. I don't care what they are. They're out in public. You go up, you get a sign out that says Bill Clinton's a rapist. I don't care, with three or four people, hold up a giant one. Whatever you want to do. You wear the shirt, whatever. It gets seen. $1,000 just to make it fun, to pay for the printing of the sign. You get audio with a bullhorn, like I've done many times. 9/11's an inside job, or, you know, the borders are wide open, we're in an emergency, or the Federal Reserve's private. $5,000. And we've created an email I'm sure the media will spin. It's rape@infowars.com. Let's change the email to stop rape, but make it the same email. We'll keep the other one, too. Stop rape at infowars.com. We're going to create that email right now. Stop rape at infowars.com. And the young man needs to send us a Skype number. We need to see him on Skype or FaceTime or whatever. Send us a photo of himself with a shirt on, and we're going to send you the $5,000, but not before you're a big star on this show. And we need to know, because was he drug away by security? Was he beaten up? Was he killed? I mean, I'm not saying that happened, but this is America. And notice a lot of the so-called onlookers standing behind aren't even fans. They are security. And they drag him away. He disappears. When we saw this in Cuba, when there'd be somebody behind the cameras saying, Viva Liberty, down with the Castros, it is a tyranny, they would drag him away, put him in a police car. And that was a big scandal that our media didn't care about that. Where did this young man go? We need to call Tucker Carlson. He's a nice guy. In fact, Nico, we called Tucker Carlson and say, hey, bro, we want to get you back on the show this week. Obviously, we didn't target your show, but isn't it interesting? The New York Times called us and said, did you put Tucker up to that? Is he working with you? No. We put the call out Friday. There was no coordination. We don't know this young man. He went and did this spontaneously. And I say kudos to him. But the maybe a misdemeanor of starting to climb a barricade on a public street, I don't think it is, because how can a private group do that and say you can't enter it, is dwarfed by men dragging this young man away like we're some third world dictatorship. So this is a very, very, very serious situation, obviously. So do it legally, do it lawfully, do it with a group of people so that you have safety in numbers if you can. But whatever you do, do it. Do it. And by the way, I want to expand this. You don't just have to hit a national show. If you hit a local or regional show while they're out doing a live weather report with the hurricane coming in on Florida tomorrow and the next day, or Virginia or wherever, here's just examples. You look for satellite trucks, you see them go live, you jump in with a bullhorn, because from 5 feet it'll take over their mic, even though their mic's directional, and then you scream, Bill Clinton's a rapist, the media's making it up. Infowars.com. That'll end up going national, and if it goes national, I will pay you the $5,000. But regardless, a lot of people are like, on the Donald, on Reddit and stuff, are saying, Alex, you know, you're a genius, you're a hero, blah, blah, blah. But, I'm not saying I'm a genius or a hero, that's what they're saying. But, how dare you insult us and offer money to do this? We're going to do it anyways. Great! That's the whole idea. You get 20 people to go on national TV saying Bill Clinton's a rapist or the media's covering up rape. It will force it out, and then our job will be done. That's the whole point. This is my October surprise. I've got about five more of them cooking. We got the big Libya investigation that goes up in the next hour. That's one of our major October surprises, that Hillary knew Gaddafi wanted to give up, but wanted a failed state to turn it over to Al-Qaeda, now ISIS, and use it as a launch base into Syria and create an Islamic state. She wanted to make Libya an Islamic state. That's the big October surprise. Danny Williams, October surprise. We were working on getting him next week. I'm just going to leave it at that. It was pretty much set up, which we're still going to do. But this just happened organically, because this is organic. This kid's been trying to get a hold of his dad for 25 years or so. When he would write letters to his dad, Bill had some heart. I hate to say it because he's so horrible, but he would send him Christmas presents and, you know, things like that. But never notes, never anything personal. And we give her $700 a month. She lived in a shack. So this is the only claim he's got to be an America's first black president. I guess that'd be Thomas Jefferson, because if having sex with a black lady makes you black, then Thomas Jefferson had, you know, had it way over on Bill Clinton. So what we're getting down to here, ladies and gentlemen, is the final countdown, the final 35 days. And since you guys, for radio listeners, were showing it, I want to actually play this for radio listeners. This is Cuba and Clinton's historic visit there. There's a bunch of videos of people jumping up behind live cameras on the street and then being drug away because someone did it. And can you believe that in America, on a Fox News show, I like Tucker, but I'm going to ask him about this, what he thinks of the fact that within 3 seconds, there's security there grabbing him. When they start trying to drag him away, that's when he runs back forward and tries to climb up onto the barricade. This guy's got a lot of courage. I almost want to give him more than $5,000, but our budget is $5,000. But we need to find out who he is. We need to make sure he's okay. So it's Stop Rape at InfoWars.com or Rape at InfoWars.com. Send us your videos of you doing this. Bring someone with a video to have another angle of it happening so that they can't stop you, so that they won't throw you in jail if they know there's coverage. But again, if people start doing this, it could bring down the new world order, because it's not just about people yelling Bill Clinton's a rapist. It's about Hillary Clinton covered up Benghazi, ordered to stand down. Hillary Clinton's coming for your guns. If we go out to every live media event, and if we call into all the local talk radio shows, and if you call into C-SPAN, and if you get really aggressive, just this audience of 3 million terrestrial radio listeners who are adults and business people and professionals, I've always found the radio audience is smaller than the internet audience, but more active and, quite frankly, older. There are a lot of young people that are great activists, like this young man. Looks like he's probably 20, 21 years old, maybe 18, 19 years old. He looks very young. I'd say between 18 and 21. We'll see. And I just can't wait to have him on the show. And I'm going to have everybody else on the show that also engages in these feats. So, because, listen, they shut the web down. They have the internet kill switch. They put this stuff into place. We're going to hang posters up and stuff we print up in our homes everywhere. We're going to get aggressive. We're going to engage in all sorts of things the French resistance and other resistance movements have done peacefully. And when things get really bad, folks will pay attention to posters even more than they would pay attention to, say, this show. That's why they have to shut the media down, is because we have credibility now. The world government's admitted. The tyranny is admitted. The globalists cannot get away with this now. They hope we would just shut up and not build this system. But Drudge and InfoWars and other outlets like Breitbart are there. And so we have a fighting chance. Let's play this clip of the type of censorship that's happening in Cuba, now happening in the U.S.
And Bob, as we heard the president say, I mean, this was about much more than a baseball game. What do you believe this day accomplished?
Well, Lindsay, this was about more than just. We have a moment here with a political demonstration on our set. So let me throw it back now to the studio.
And they drag him away, put him in a police car. And the reporters act like they like it. This is very fun.
Safety of Bob Lee, obviously, is the most important.
And then we have the rest of the footage where he's thrown in a police car to go Lord knows where. Then we have the footage of it happening here in America. Well, we're going to launch another operation now with big prizes to hang PDF posters up. Bill Clinton's a rapist and other things all over the country now, because you arrested that young man or grabbed him.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's also what happens when you listen to the radio host, Alex Jones, who claims that 9/11 and the Oklahoma City bombings were inside jobs.
And others who are kind of at the very fringe of the conspiracy movement, like Alex Jones, are being kind of incorporated into the campaign in ways or even the recent choices of campaign management.
The right-wing smear machine has gotten Alex Jonesified this election cycle, as we've been chronicling here. Jones is the conspiracy theorist and creator of the fringe website InfoWars.
Do you also know that Hillary Clinton uses a wheelchair? Her personal vehicle has had to be outfitted with a wheelchair lift because she is not a person who can actually walk. She secretly uses a wheelchair all those times you think you've seen her walking. She hasn't been walking. Did you know that?
Hillary Clinton has been on the campaign trail for 18 months. Her energy staggers me. I have a hard time keeping up with her. The historical first in electing the first conspiracy freak president. He's not pivoting for presidential. He's pivoting to Alex Jones. He's pivoting to crazy.
Was Hillary wearing an earpiece during last night's presidential forum? That is the pilot, the captain of America's conspiracy theory mothership. Jones.
You just had to keep digging, didn't you, Alex? The plan was so simple. All Hillary had to do was open a jar of pickles, and the White House would be all ours.
You're going to be part of the conspiracy now. You realize that, right?
I'm
going
to try to do my best.
Alex Jones is going to be all over you.
Let's see what happens.
Okay, here we go. Here it is.
We'll blitz her.
Oh, no. Oh, there was a
They're all in on this total conspiracy theory that literally came from InfoWars.
First of all, Hayes, I'll get you for this segment. It may take years and cost thousands of lives, but I'll get you for this.
I don't know what happens in somebody's mind or how dark their heart must be to say things like that.
The New World Order sends its regards.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, the Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
And it matters because it's not just the kook fringe. It's not just the sort of remunerative conspiracy theory world of that part of the conservative media machine. It's not even just wacky people who have made their way into Republican politics at a surprising height. This is now the top of the Republican ticket.
I'm out of the Matrix. They've been running a giant con game that they control reality. And now they said the word mother and father can't be used. And now men can play on women's softball teams if they want and say they're a woman and can get scholarships and can compete in the Olympics. It's all just seeing how far they can push their agenda to control reality. And the people are fed up and they're dumb. And Nigel Farage of UKIP and the Brexit and Donald Trump here in the United States and the Tea Party and what Russia is doing and what Iceland is doing and what all these other countries are doing, like Catalonia and Spain, is a manifestation of people wanting to be free. And you've made yourselves a laughingstock saying that Pepe the Frog is racist. It's been around 5 years, nothing to do with racism. You've made yourselves laughingstocks, running around saying that we're Russian agents if we talk to WikiLeaks, when WikiLeaks has nothing to do with Russia. It just isn't working anymore. You're a laughingstock saying that Snowden is a Russian agent. He was trying to get to South America. Same place Farage was trying to get to Paraguay, but he can only get to the embassy. That's the country they want to go to, not Russia. And the truth is, America's been captured by globalists and is setting up a classical police state. You know, this morning, I wanted to grab a clip of it, but my DVR wasn't working for some reason while I was working out, but it was Bill Hemmer's show, I guess at like 8 in the morning, and there was a so-called conservative, Kristen Soltis Anderson, on. And it was crazy. It was absolutely crazy to hear her say, well, yes, some people in the media have claimed, you know, that Hillary kind of stumbled in New York, but, you know, we all know that that's, you know, a diversion, and, you know, why does Trump go there? And, you know, Trump shouldn't go there either on the infidelities, blah, blah, blah. I mean, Fox is so bad now that the Republican was putting out Democrat talking points, and then they had this Democrat operative on the other side spewing total spin, and at least Hemmer called her out on that. But I was watching an hour while I worked out. One time did Hemmer say something true or good. I mean, just to analyze media. Oh, you guys actually found the clip. How'd you do that? Well, if you can cue it up, that's great. It was like, I'm going to say it was like 8:18 when I was recording. It's like 18 minutes in. And the Democrat that was on there was like, it's wonderful that Hillary got caught on tape saying that Sanders people are basement dwellers and that are basically idiots and baristas because it's true and she wants to help them. No, even Democrat websites like The Beast are saying this shows her two-faced garbage. Because they have a disdain for all the people they've made poor. And if anybody made this generation of millennials one of the poorest on record, with one of the worst education futures, one of the darkest futures, a future in service, it would be the Democratic Party. I mean, it is Hillary, it is Larry Summers, it is Bill Clinton that got rid of Glass-Steagall. and allowed investment banks to create all the derivatives that we were then signed on to. They're the ones that created the housing bubble. They're the ones that put all the money into education to give select loans out to then gouge everyone. I mean, they set this up. The Republicans were part of it. But my gosh, the Democrats brag they set all this up. They're the ones that set the scams up. They're the authors of it. So I'm so tired of watching ignorant millennials thinking Donald Trump's out to get them, when what Donald Trump is pushing is one of the only hopes you've got of an upwardly mobile society for the average person. Highly intelligent, aggressive, hungry people will always be successful unless there's a third world war. But the general public is going down. The demographics are going down. Everything's going down. You'd better innovate, and you'd better want a free market. Because I want to tell Bernie Sanders people something. He talked about a lot of real issues, but his solutions were things that have never worked. Socialism and collectivism picks winners, creates combines, creates bosses. And the fact that Hillary thinks you're a moron and disdains you, when Donald Trump's been reaching out to you from day one, and the fact that Hillary, the WikiLeaks and DC leaks show from 2 months ago, sent people dressed up like Bernie Sanders supporters, paid for by MoveOn.org and George Soros, to Trump rallies to be violent, to demonize Trump and to demonize Sanders and to make her look like the good person. The fact that you got chumped like that, and it's admitted, I don't know how on God's green earth you could ever not vote for Trump. He's got all the mega corporations against him. He's got all the billionaires against him. He's got all the big foreign governments and dictatorships against him. And you sit there running around in Austin and you name it, at rainbow flag events, at gay pride marches, bitching about Donald Trump, running around screaming he's a homophobe, when he's been criticized for conservatives for being the opposite. It's just asinine horse manure. And all I can say is, you are idiot morons, and you're never going to get out of your mother's basement if you don't wake up. I'm saying, if you don't wake up, you are a moron. You are a chump. I think you're not a moron. I think you're not a chump. But time will tell. Oh, I want to say something else. They're going to try to steal this election from Trump. He's way ahead. Just like I told you back at the RNC, he was way ahead. And then they came out and lied and said, oh, he's way behind. But the polls were so strong. He was 10, 15 points ahead, so they couldn't hide the fact that he was, dominating. They're out there saying he had a bad week. And, oh, they're out there questioning him. And they're out there putting all this out. It's pure bull. It is to create the perception that he's a loser with the 20% that want to jump on a bandwagon and want to bet on a winner. And if people are dumb again and just vote for who they think the winner's going to be, you're idiots. And it's why we're in this position. And again, I'm not talking to our regular viewers, our regular listeners. I'm talking to new people on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube. People on Facebook mentions, people on Facebook videos, people on Twitter Periscope, people on YouTube. There's never been a more clear election. There's never been such an obvious choice. There's never been the corrupt globalists that occupy this country in a parasitic relationship freaking out, throwing everything they've got against Donald Trump. And they found the clip somehow. I don't know how they did it. But here's the clip of Kristen Soltis Anderson saying Hillary kind of stumbled. No, she fell on her face. And the fact that every channel says that she wobbled or stumbled from Fox to CNN still shows the control. You're not supposed to talk about her epilepsy. You're not supposed to talk about her aneurysms. You're not supposed to talk about Bill Clinton and rape. And if you do, they cut the feeds. And so that's why maybe folks should also get up on TV and scream, Hillary Clinton fell down. She didn't stumble. Hillary Clinton passed out. She didn't stumble. They all cut the clip when she starts to wobble. And then don't show her fall on her face with her feet behind her, drug into the vehicle. That's deception. That's a media preying on people that still aren't online. But those of us that are online, seeing the raw video, should be so angry that the media is so evil, folks, that they would do this. Let's play the clip. From Fox. Here it is from YouTube.
Well, you know, when Donald Trump was running in the primary, he made the case, look, I'm the only one that's going to have the guts to go there on some of these issues. So Republican voters knew what they were getting when they were picking Donald Trump. They knew that this was the sort of thing that might be on the table. But a poll out just this morning has 56% of voters saying they think it's inappropriate for Trump to bring up the affairs, including 62% of women. This is just him talking about things that are not the issues that matter to most voters. And so as you were talking about when Trump is on the issues is when he's the best. You know, think about 2 weeks earlier when he began to retake ground from Hillary Clinton in the polls. It's because he wasn't in the headlines for any of these outrageous statements. I think by focusing on this, he risks making Hillary Clinton look like the victim and putting her back in a place where voters
Marianne,
like her more.
Does she defend herself on this or does she ignore it? What do you think her strategy should be?
Well, I think it depends on the venue. I mean, if it's right now, I don't think she needs to say anything about it. But does he say something at the debate next Sunday? I think that's the question. And so when you look at Donald Trump, his whole candidacy is based on winning. And he's not right now. To Kristen's point, he's behind in the polls. He lost.
Again, there's a particular part. Find it and we'll play it later. That's the part I want to play. Where she, good job finding the clip, though. Where she says, you know, Hillary kind of stumbled. No, she fell on her face. And the point is, when you've got, as that clip just illustrated, the so-called Republican on the show bashing Trump the whole time, basically, and the Democrat even worse, it's not fair and balanced. And I'm telling you, since they took Fox over 2 months ago, it's getting worse every day. That's why they're coming after free and independent media, because they cannot have even a weak Fox out there. They've got to have it basically be a Democrat operation. Now, speaking of what I mentioned earlier, here's that clip again of Cuba. With the young man jumping up on ESPN, talking about Libertad, bring down the Castros. He's drug away, put in a police car, and the hosts are laughing and basically celebrating it. Then a young man jumps up on Fox this Saturday during Tucker Carlson and brings up the rape, gets drug away. And again, they've got the secret police, I guess. They're waiting. This shows how far this country slipped. Here it is.
And Bob, as we heard the president say, I mean, this was about much more than a baseball game. What do you believe this day accomplished?
Well, Lindsay, this was about more than just. We have a moment here with a political demonstration on our set. So let me throw it back now to the studio.
Then he struggled away and put the police car.
Well, the safety of Bob Lee, obviously, is the most important.
The safety? Oh, my gosh. Some evil person wanted to have speech. We're just supposed to have everything nice, and everybody loves Fidel Castro, and the hundreds of thousands killed, the hundreds of thousands put in prison, their property taken. It's all okay. It's all cute. It's all nice. And now, in America, even on a Saturday morning show talking about dogs, somebody jumps up, talks about rape, he needs to contact us. He's going to win the $5,000. I called for this Friday, and this is what unfolds. He's drug away. We don't know where this young man is. He might have been dropped off right there. They might have let him go. They might have arrested him. He needs to get in contact with us so we know. There's a major lawsuit here that they grabbed him and manhandled him for just showing the shirt behind the barricade. They committed the crime first, not him starting to climb over, I guess out of fear for his life. Here it is.
Welcome back, everyone. I've been waiting for this segment all morning long. We are rolling out the red carpet, not for Tucker, but for some adorable, adoptable dogs. Every year, the Best Friends Animal Society helps cats and dogs who are stuck in animal shelters find
home.
I like Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson was not involved in this, but the New York Times called us again and asked if he was so they get him in trouble. Because anybody that talks about Bill Clinton and rape cases and rape allegations, but he settled cases before of sexual assault, is fired, is kicked off, is banned. Roger Stone was banned off CNN, you name it. Notice you haven't seen him on Fox in about 8 months for bringing up sexual impropriety. Then Trump brought it up on Hannity. Remember that? That's the only way to break this blockade. We're trying to break this blockade. It's a big deal. Now, they did find the part where Kristen Soltis Anderson talks about it's worse than the normal talking point that Hillary stumbled. That's what the other lady says. She says she had trouble getting out of her car. No, it was fell flat on her face having a convulsion. It's very clear. And unconscious is picked up and loaded in a vehicle. Okay? That's what's happening. And disappears before coughing fits for 45 minutes in a medical tent with a stretcher. We got that on video a week before in Cleveland. So here's that footage.
At all. Kristen, is she vulnerable on health? What's the effect of that aspect of Trump's presentation, let's call it?
So there was some polling that came out about 2 weeks ago around the time of the 9/11 memorial when she did have some trouble sort of getting into the van, where there were voters saying, look, I am concerned. I am concerned
that,
you know, there
lady, lady, it wasn't trouble getting in the van. She starts having a convulsion, classically. You can see her head going all over the place. She falls down her face. They can't pick her up. She, the dead weight, three people then drag her into the vehicle, sweetheart. Now, I know she knows that, but look at the unified control in media. That they all say the same thing. That's how controlled this press is. If you ever needed evidence of it, it is controlled down to the specific things that you will not say and the talking points that you will say. And you've got her standing in, stepping in off and on for an hour, basically acting like a Democrat attacking Trump. This is who Fox is putting on now, who's pro-Trump. This is not fair and balanced. Fox News has been taken over. We'll be back.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Oil spill, airport drills, nothing at the store. What are you going to do when a zombie's at your door? Or new mana, grown organically. America made just for you. Food stores are love to eat. Yum!
I hear the train a coming.
I hear the train a coming. It's rolling around a bit.
And I ain't seen the sunshine.
I ain't seen the sunshine.
Since I don't know when, I'm stuck in Folsom Prison. And time keeps dragging on.
But that train keeps rolling.
Don't forget, if you're a radio listener, you can get the new free app. It's got got video feeds, exclusive live feeds, text. We're going to have special news alerts and special events soon. The next few weeks, we're going to add more functions to it. So be sure and get the app. This is only phase one of InfoWars Live. Go to InfoWars.com/app to find the links to the Droid store and to the App Store with Apple, both in the free sections. It is our new app. We've got the classic audio and text app as well. That is also at InfoWars.com/show. And that's where we'll be tonight, starting off at about 2:30 Central. I'll be hosting. Paul Watson will be hosting. And we'll have some of the dedicated crew up here that's burning the candle at both ends. I can't wait till this election's over. It's exhilarating. It's exciting. But it's very tiring. But I'm already waking up at 2, 3 in the morning wanting to work. So I thought, why not just go to bed about 8? And then why not just get up at about midnight and come on in? And then I can go lift weights at about 5, 6 in the morning and take the kids to school tomorrow. They always love it when I do that. They used to be homeschooled. Now they're older, so they go to larger schools. So they can be in sports. I think it's a great mix. People will say, you say you go to private school. I thought you were a homeschooler. Homeschooling, and all you've got is that and not public schools. It all depends on the parents. A lot of churches are so big that they have a big community, and then your kids can be homeschooled. But then also it's good to have them go to a big private school sometimes so that they can have a wider range of friends. But I am digressing. The point is that I'm going to have a long day tomorrow. I was going to take my son hunting for about a month, bird hunting tomorrow evening and Wednesday. I was going to take off, but I just realized earlier this morning, I said, I can't do that now because, obviously, the WikiLeaks situation. That will have to come later. I have been working 7 days a week. I'm not complaining. It's just that I'm totally dedicated to this because my son and my daughters have no future if we don't take action. That's why I want to thank you for your support. I want to thank our affiliates for their support. I want to thank the listeners for their prayers and your financial support. We sell amazing high-quality products, over 1,000 items from crank and solar-powered shortwave radios to solar base station control units and solar panels of the highest quality at the lowest prices to the very best probiotic out there, biome defense, at InfoWarsStore.com. And it is your purchase that funds everything we do. We could not do this and weather the storm and weather the attacks and you can imagine what we go through without your prayers, without you spreading the word, and without you financially buying the products. And so we're introducing Biome Defense, the first ever probiotic from InfoWarsLife.com. Biome Defense by InfoWars Life is a superior blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from 23 different probiotic strains, which are known to support digestion and intestinal function. The experts agree that gut health plays a gigantic role in the normal function of your immune system and is essential for optimum health. Yeah, it goes a lot further than that. Your gut is home to over 100 million neurons, brain nanotransmitters, and is often called your second brain because of the direct link between the brain and the digestive system from the neurotransmitters. Get Biome Defense and Ultra Strength at InfoWarsLife.com. We're going to put out a lower strength. I just said just go with the top strength. InfoWarsLife.com and start supercharging your gut health with our ultra-high quality probiotic Biome Defense. That's Biome Defense. And we also have a lot of other great specials. The InfoWars Solar Base Station Power Supply Unit, now 33% off retail at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be back on the other side of this quick 70-second break with the huge news of Bill Clinton's real son. And we will also be taking your phone calls and a lot more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at